A panda walks into a restaurant, eats a meal, then shoots the waiter and leaves. "What are you doing?" asks another patron. "Look here," says the panda, pulling out a dictionary. "Read the definition for panda. It says in part, eats, shoots, and leaves." Huh, bad joke. But it became the title of a popular book about grammar written several years ago. The book turns on the use of commas and punctuation. It's funny if a grammatical joke can really ever be funny, only if you have a basic understanding of English grammar. Without fanfare or great explanation, we understand that removing or inserting punctuation can transform the meaning of a simple phrase. We know that the use of specific words or style of language can reveal to us when a document was written. Thus, we can easily distinguish between Shakespeare and the modern playwright. We can even tell when we read our daily newspaper if an editor has badly shortened a longer piece, leaving out some of the details. Our ability to laugh at a joke based upon grammar, or discern different styles of English, or recognize errors in our newspaper is a skill that most of us possess. And yet many of us fail to apply these same skills when we read the most famous of all works, the Bible. Many of us were taught as children not to apply our analytic skills when we read the Bible. We were told that the Bible was special. Some of us were even told that which doesn't make sense in the Bible makes sense if you truly understand it. The people who taught us this were wrong. The fact is, if we use the same skills and intuition that enabled us to laugh at the panda eat shoots and leaves, we would see errors and problems with the Bible that point to its human origins. We would notice that in the first two chapters of Genesis, man and woman are created twice. Once they are created together simultaneously, and the next time, man is created first, and woman is created days later from the man's rib. This isn't meant to be a Bible class, and there isn't time here to examine all the evidence that exists to support that the Bible, specifically the early books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, are a composite. They are made up of four clearly identified sources which are woven together by a later editor. This theory is known as the documentary hypothesis, and it is the basis for modern biblical scholarship. But even without an extensive knowledge of linguistics, archaeology, or ancient history, working from a decent translation of the Bible, a person with basic reading skills will begin to see the problems that point to a human author. I raise this because I read about a creationist who reads the story of Genesis literally. He believes that the earth was created in 7 days and is no more than 10,000 years old. This individual just received his PhD in geoscience from an established and respected secular university, though he doesn't accept evolution, and that the earth is millions of years old. But he was, according to his own words, willing to, quote, work in that paradigm, unquote, in order to get the training and receive the degree. It strikes me that if he simply applied the analytic skills that he used to receive his PhD to the story of Genesis, he would come to see it for what it is, a collection of stories, myths, and legends written and rewritten and woven together over time by the ancients, and not as some divine scientific textbook.